This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Nicole Bateman joins us from the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County. Happy Friday to you. How are you doing?
Hi, good. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you very much. Talk to me about some of the stuff that's going on. I love your LinkedIn account. You guys share all kinds of great information, and you're out there as such a great resource. Talk to me a little bit about the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity Office of Minority Economic Empowerment. Man, that is a long title. How do you communicate with these organizations and these agencies that are out there to support and get that word out to business owners and to people in the community?
You know, it's interesting because there are a lot of resources available, and so communicating and connecting the dots is a lot of what we do in our office. And so the state provides some really good resources through the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, DCEO, and they have actually a lot of divisions within their organization. And so this workshop that is coming up is, again, it's all about connecting. So if you're a small business owner, specifically a minority business owner, there are going to be dedicated resources to help you succeed. And so these webinars and workshops actually happen very frequently throughout the course of the month. And so if you're interested in signing up, you can go directly to the DCEO website or just visit, you know, the Decatur EDC's Facebook page or our website. All the information will be, you know, kind of between those resources, LinkedIn, of course, as well. And then folks can get the direct links to sign up through there.
All right. And I understand it was Happy World Health Day, and you had a great post about 14.3% of the workers in Macon County make up the healthcare sector. That's a big chunk and a lot of career opportunities there.
Mm-hmm. There are. And so looking at just the past month, we have over 1,300 open jobs in Macon County. And that's actually probably cutting a little short because some of those listings, those are just lines of open jobs. But some of those listings, you know, if you have like a healthcare listing, there might actually be 5 or 10 positions open for that one listing. And so we do have a very large healthcare presence here in the community. And they're always, you know, always looking for staff at all levels, but right now they really, really need people. And there is training available for that, some pretty short-term training. So if you're considering a career in healthcare, you know, getting your CNA certification is relatively easy to do, and sometimes it's free. So if you're interested in that, I would encourage people to go to careersdecatur.com and fill out the form there, and then we'll connect you to make sure that you're connected with those organizations locally that are offering the free training.
Nicole, I know I'm going to be preaching to the choir here, and you know this, but we had candidate after candidate running for council and school board on the air with us basically saying there are no jobs or what we need is jobs, and that all that list you're talking about is a bunch of minimum wage jobs. We just had Jason Bickle on with us, who's the CAT production recruiter, yesterday, and the number of jobs available at Caterpillar, none of which, by the way, are minimum wage, and there's training required, but they do the training. There are so many opportunities. How do we connect these dots? Because I think there are just a large amount of people out there that just refuse to believe that it's true.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because when we were running heavily the community marketing and branding campaign, one of the messages we had and that we knew we had to overcome, one of those perceptions, was that there are no jobs here. We knew that wasn't true. So we dug in and we tried to figure out a good way to collect the amount of jobs that are available, just to start hammering home that messaging. And when we did our community perception survey 5 years apart, before Limitless started and after the Limitless campaign, well, it didn't end, but like kind of when we were wrapping up those first 5 years, the greatest area of perception improvement was in the jobs area. So people knew we had jobs. I don't know if maybe in this past year, they've seen so much job loss that then they connect it with there must not be jobs. That's not true. Our employers are struggling badly to find employees. These are not minimum wage jobs, but frankly, when you add up some of the extra stimulus dollars that are given on unemployment now, it may equal out for people not to come back to work. And that is a huge issue that we're encountering right now. And so there are jobs available. There are good jobs available. It is not enough, though. Excuse me. And we've been talking about this even pre-pandemic. It's not enough just to walk out of school with a high school diploma and get a job. Yes, if that's the case, you're going to get a minimum wage job. You're going to have some sort of skills training. But that's why Richland started the Essential Skills and Industrial Trades programs. You know, that's why we're starting these dual credit programs in our high school. I mean, there are so many opportunities for training and free training oftentimes that is going to get you into those jobs that do pay more than minimum wage. So, you know, if you're considering taking on a new career, maybe you're unemployed right now and things are okay at the moment, but you need additional resources and you need that training, reach out, go to careersdecatur.com, fill out that form, get yourself trained while you're not working at the moment so that when that runs out and you've got to get back to work, you're going to have that skill set. Because I tell you, you will be hired in a second. We just need workers so desperately in this community right now.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that we've done everything we can as a community to connect those dots, and we can always do more. I just mm-hmm. I was a little surprised at just sort of how many times it came up in these interviews with people who wanted to be, you know, city council members, who wanted to be school board members. And I don't think anybody was trying to intentionally mislead anybody. I just don't think those dots have been connected for them.
Yeah, we try very hard to make sure that people know where their resources are, but I mean, we can obviously do a better job at that if those who are running to lead our community aren't aware of all of the opportunities that exist here. So I think it's incumbent on both parties to really dig in and look to see what's available, because when you have a platform like that, what you say matters. And it's important that we're all, educated and know what's taking place in the community and what's available.
Yeah, and I don't think the two things are mutually exclusive. It doesn't mean that we don't have problems that we need to tackle, but it also means there are opportunities. And I think people are in this either-or kind of life right now where you got to have one side or the other, and life's a lot more gray than that. So I appreciate all of your efforts and all the things that you do. CareersDecatur.com is the best place to start. And you don't have to believe me. Just go look on the website. You can see the potential and the possibilities that are out there. And then do not, Workforce Investment Solutions, Richland Community College, all of the incredible resources that we have in this community to help you down that pathway. They are real and they exist. I just implore you to find out. It's CareersDecatur.com is the best place to start. Nicole, have a great weekend and thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.